theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access, showcasing what venues have to offer, with Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access, our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and the content on offer. In this edition, I'm honoured to delve into the new musical Tammy Faye, based on the rise and fall of TV evangelist Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, which is on at the Armida Theatre in Angel till December the 3rd, 2022, with an audio-described performance in Touchstore on Saturday the 26th of November. This much-anticipated and talked-about show, with music by Elton John, lyrics by Jake Shears of the Scissor Sisters, a book by James Graham, and directed with relish by Rupert Gould, transforms the small performance space in Islington to epic effect, making you feel like you're watching a show in the heart of the West End, with its huge production values and stellar cast that crackles with energy like a well-oiled machine, and its three-hour running time never feels too long. If there is a weak element, it's some of the songs that, although entertaining at the time, are not really very memorable afterwards. The theatrical presentation, I feel, is a lot more satisfying than the recent Hollywood movie with Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield, as it never feels forced and has a natural evolution telling the story in a really refreshing way, utilising some snazzy design elements and visual projection that combined with innovative casting and performances, especially from Leeds' Andrew Rannells, Book of Mormon on Broadway as Jim, Katie Braben really making her mark as Tammy, Zurban Vala as Jerry, and Nicholas Rowe as Ted Turner. This is one of the most visual theatre experiences I've seen this year, which certainly does shout out for an audio-described performance for those blind and visually impaired. As you take your seats, the performance space is open to you, with a striking set of gleaming white TV-shaped panels, 25 on the back wall, 30 on the stage floor, that all light up to begin with bright white lights, creating various pattern formations, and then later, more colourful rainbow strands. The celebrity square style back wall doubles as a video projection screen, showcasing everything from digital animations, video of performances on stage, and a performance area for actors to deliver lines out by lifting up a hatch and appearing on different levels. This also has a tendency to move closer to the audience for greater effect. There are five white steps down from the main stage that leads to the auditorium, and most of the ensemble enter or leave this way during the show. The side space doubles as backstage of a TV studio, with stark brick walls and various equipment, accessories and furniture that you'd find in broadcasting. Another key visual element is the costumes, and there are some major changes throughout of various dazzling and bland styles of the time, echoing a different era and style, especially Tammy and Jim, who often slip into a different look almost every scene change. A Touchstore and audio description will do justice to these aspects and allow the time to really break down the sensory elements, giving an overview of everything involved. Interaction with the cast and crew, who can answer questions, allow with a Touchstore participants the chance to feel sets, props and costumes, and provide a greater sense of understanding and clarity, making it more inclusive and enjoyable. The audio introduction and description through the in-ear headset provided offers an insight into all the drama and action unfolding on stage, including aesthetics, proximity and a sense of which characters are performing in each scene. This production contains the use of homophobic language and references to cancer and HIV/AIDS. This production also includes the use of latex, strobe lighting, flashing lights and haze, and is recommended for ages 12+. The event image on program cover and website, etc., depicts a close-up of a pair of heavily made-up blue eyes. Tears leave mascara streaks of black and gold on a beige background. A reminder that the audio-described performance takes place on November the 26th at 2 p.m. with a Touchstore at 12:15 p.m. The Almeida Theatre pride themselves on providing a diverse range of plays and musicals throughout the year to suit all tastes, and are committed in making them accessible, inclusive and equal for all, and offer an audio-described performance and Touchstore for each production. Check the website for further details. They have a wonderful customer service team who work hard to ensure that you'll visit visit will be a safe and enjoyable one and will assist in any way they can, so if you ever have a question or need anything, please ask. The venue is fully accessible with step-free access and easy to get around, with a ramp leading to the disabled toilet and a bar and cafe opposite the box office and seating areas. Full access information is listed on the website, and you can find that by visiting www.almeida.co.uk, where you can also book tickets. If you would prefer to speak to someone, you can call 020 7359 4404 or email boxoffice@almeida.co.uk. The next performance at the Almeida will be A Streetcar Called Desire by Tennessee Williams, directed by Rebecca Fracknell, starring Lydia Wilson and Paul Mescal. When Blanche unexpectedly visits her strange sister Stella, she brings with her a past that will threaten the future. As Stella's husband Stanley stalks closer to the truth, Blanche's fragile world begins to fracture. Reality and illusion collide, and a violent conflict conflicts their lives forever. This will be audio described on Saturday the 28th of January at 2 p.m. with a touch store beforehand at 12:15 p.m. You can also find out about future audio described performances throughout the UK and in London by visiting vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.